We're talking to Professor Francis Green of the University of Kent, who's done research on the impact of computer and communication skills on our earnings power. Francis, do you want to tell us what your basic findings are?
Well, our main findings are that generic skills such as in the use of IT and computing and in what I call high-level communication skills such as making presentations and writing long reports, these are acquiring or have acquired a very high premium in the labour market, above and beyond anything you might guess from the education that people have. And we also find that many other generic skills, such as problem-solving skills and skills of dealing with people and so on, these are becoming more and more important in the labour market.
Okay, so this is strange, it seems to me. Computers are everywhere, everyone seems to be able to use a computer. Why is there still a premium to be earned from skills in that particular area?
Well, because there is a tremendous increase in demand for these computers. We found that the period towards the end of the 1990s was a period of tremendous expansion in demand for computing use, and even though more and more people were learning how to use them and apply them at work, there was still a premium in the labour market for quite ordinary computer users. We're not necessarily talking about highfalutin, very sophisticated programmers, but people who can use computers, do emails, word processing, spreadsheets. These people were earning a premium in the labour market over and above other people with the same level of education as themselves.
And what about communication skills? Why do you see the increase in demand for that? Where's that coming from, do you think?
Well, I think it's coming from industry, the increasing need to be in touch with customers and clients, whether in the public sector or in the private, means that it's no longer sufficient to sit in your back office and beaver away on your own. You have to, in many walks of life, be able to get up and make a presentation and sell something, sell an idea or a product to a customer or a client. And that's what we're finding is coming through in our data, and it is affecting the labour market.
And you've seen an increasing use of skills across a whole range of skills, apart from physical skills. And this has happened over a relatively short time, just the last 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. Even over a relatively short period, we're finding modest but significant changes in this way. And as you said, the one area which is actually declining is physical skills, jobs which require stamina and physical strength. Not just in manual jobs where you might think that's important, obviously, and they've been declining, but in other fields as well. That's the one area which has not been expanding, but other areas such as problem-solving skills and the ability to deal with clients and so on, those have been increasing.
Now, skills is on the public agenda, the government agenda, a lot of them. What do you think that policymakers should take away from your research?
Well, one thing that the policymakers can take away is that there is economic support for whatever policies they're doing to develop key skills, and they have a key skills curriculum for the schools and for the universities. Our research doesn't necessarily say that this is the best way to do it, but nonetheless there is an argument, an economic argument, an economic basis for the government helping the education system to deliver key skills to the labour market, because that's what's being demanded.
Thank you very much.